This is a sermon by Samuel West. Now, I want you to notice who he's preaching to. He's preaching to the House of Representatives of the state of Massachusetts. This is an election sermon. Now, this is just a portion of it, but this will give you a flavor of how these guys preach. Look at what he says. It is an indispensable duty, my brethren, which we owe to God and our country, to rouse up and bestir ourselves, and being animated with a noble zeal for the sacred cause of liberty, to defend our lives and fortunes to the shedding of the last drop of blood. The love of our country, the tender affection that we have for our wives and children, and the regard that we ought to have for unborn posterity, yea, everything that is dear and sacred, do now loudly call on us to use our best endeavors to save our country. We must turn our plowshares into swords and our pruning hooks into spears and learn the art of self-defense against our enemies. To be careless and remiss or to neglect the cause of our country through the base motives of avarice or self-interest will expose us not only to the resentments of our fellow creatures, but to the displeasure of Almighty God. To save our country from the hands of our oppressors ought to be dearer to us than our lives, and next to the eternal salvation of our souls, the thing of greatest importance. A duty so sacred it cannot be dispensed with for the sake of our secular concerns. Doubtless for this reason, God has manifested his anger against those who have refused to assist their country against its cruel oppressors. And then here's how he ends this. What a dreadful doom are those exposed to who have not only refused to assist their country in this time of distress, but have, through motives of interest or ambition, shown themselves enemies to their country by opposing us in the measures we have taken. He that is so lost to humanity as to be willing to sacrifice his country for the sake of avarice or ambition has arrived at the highest stage of wickedness that human nature is capable of and deserves a much worse name than I at present care to give him. But I think I may with propriety say that such a person has forfeited his right to human society. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine a preacher preaching that this Sunday from his pulpit? But that's what these people heard all of the time. See, our founders understood it. Now, what changed this? Well, a number of things. Pastors have been taught their whole lives that mixing politics and religion is wrong. Some pastors are afraid of the consequences, like, you know, they're afraid of offending their members, criticism, losing their nonprofit status. But I'm telling you why some pastors don't do anything, because they're cowards. Pastors have grown soft. In fact, Paul Blair and I have often talked about around Christmas time wrapping up these DVDs and mailing them to our fellow pastors and calling it Spinomatic and see if we can get some of them to grow a backbone. It is time for pastors to do something. Now, I want to touch on this real briefly because I want to tell you some of the efforts that we're doing now to try to change this. This is Lyndon Johnson running for his second term as Senator of Texas. And when he was running, there were some conservative groups like this group, Facts Forum, and there was another group, Committee for Constitutional Government. They were connecting him to communism. So he said, well, I got to shut these guys up. So he was able to slip through in the Senate an amendment to the tax code, to the tax law. It's ever since been called the Johnson Amendment, July the 2nd, 1954. Here's what it says. Nonprofit entities, including churches, cannot participate in or intervene in, including the publishing or distributing of statements, any political campaign on behalf of, and then this was added, or in opposition to any candidate for public office. Up until 1954, starting with the men who preached that recruited soldiers to fight for liberty, they had freely preached these things. You've seen examples. It's not my opinion. It's the record of history. All of a sudden, in 1954, did you know that there are only two paragraphs in the congressional record that even talk about this amendment? Two paragraphs. That's it. He slipped it through, and ever since then, the IRS has used this to intimidate preachers. See, the problem is, any law that's unconstitutional is no law at all. And I believe the Johnson Amendment is unconstitutional. I mean, read it for yourself. You know what the First Amendment says. Congress will make no law. Congress, no law prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And yet the Johnson Amendment does just that.